Have these guys improved while you were teaching them? Can you see the improvement?
I'll tell you, not only they improved, but like I'm ashamed, like that, you know, they way over me already, and I feel uncomfortable in the group here, you know, sitting among such great people. I feel, you know, they overstagged me because they're doing the work, you know. Anyway, Moshe, you were with us from the beginning also, right? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. The founder.
One of the founders.
The father founder, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so Moshe, last week we anchored down. We anchored down. I wanted to be. Did we anchor down the kavanas to the kodesh? Did we do that last week?
It's not trouble at all. It's, yeah. it's Mendel. Menachem Yisrael HaKohen, Mendel.
Yeah.
Like Mendel.
Menachem Yisrael
is my given name.
Alright, so I hope that, the regular system that we have here usually is that I speak about a certain inyan and then I suggest a certain exercise. But in times like this in Elul, so we deviate a little bit from our regular format. So, what we've been doing, we did last week, is that one of the things that we did is I shared with the Oidam, the Sajigon has a list of 10 reasons why we go to shelter. And we're saying that it's a tremendous, fertile source of kavanah that you can have when hearing the shofar. He meant that that's just the reason why you blow shofar, but it, you know, if one of the reasons is to remember Maimon Har Sinai, so that's a kavanah. So we've been discussing in our chabura, we actually did it last year, and the year before that, I think, he had this paper for 2 years already, right?
3 years ago.
Well, Baruch Hashem, really, really, Baruch Hashem. So, what we've been doing is that focusing on these 10 kavanos of Sadigon, and what I did with the group, was a marvelous thing. Baruch Hashem blessed us, blessed me. And I want to share with the Oilam, instead of just being 10 feet floating around, you have 10 kolos that we blow, which is the basic format, the tashrat, tashat, tarat, and we anchor the 10 kavanos into the 10 kolos. So one thing that the Oilam has heard it already, so Maybe we'll say briefly that you're sitting here that you should be able to connect with us, but I don't know if it's fair for me to go through in depth the whole thing over again.
No, not on my account.
Yeah.
I'm here as a guest today,
right, but,
and I'm going to behave myself, and the Rav does not have to take me into account.
But anyway, I'm sure that you can benefit from this. And
sure I will.
Our Yedidim and our group here would be happy to share it with you more barishas. It's something really, something very wonderful. Just before we go on, we always thank the Bori Olam also at the beginning of our group, the onset, that we thank Hashem that we have our place here, the Mokom. You know, we can't take it for granted. Just because it's a big base measure, you know, it's nothing but sitting here. But if we're sitting here tonight, this evening, over here in this place, so we believe that Munah Shalema, a special Hashkocha Mina Shemayim, it's a Matana Mina Shemayim, and also that we have our Yedidim, our group of people who have a Cheshik and a Rasam, to join together. It's also a special Hashkocha. And the Tzchus, the Mokom, and the people all together, Hashem should give us, you know, this great opportunity to be Koine Shlemus. That's our Tachlis, that's our Matorim, so Simchas HaChaim HaMitiyim.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. The Bach, do you have something you want to share with us? Okay. Yeah, Reb Yaakov, something. You weren't here last year, but you were here. You're into this. You have some thoughts about.
I have been trying one of the Yiddishes in the past week, which is the Davin Sukkot Zimra Bekol, because I know that that helps me, especially this time of year. So it's a tremendous thing, but I try to do it. It also helps me get to Shul on time, because I know if I do that, I have to get to. It's a great
influence. But the first name again,
Menachem Yisroel.
Menachem Yisroel.
I'm happy to share something with you.
I have a poor memory of names, so you should be mindful. I mean, what we're doing is discussing, how it went. So you weren't here. So,
but I can share something with you.
But that's not what I want.
That's not what you want. Yapeh.
No, I'd love to hear your thing, but we're specifically sharing things about what we did last week and hearing reports of that one. So you shouldn't be taken back. But maybe.
My neshama was probably here, but I wasn't physically here.
But, maybe we'll have a chance later, maybe, if we have time. The Moshe wanted to.
I was just thinking about the Rav asked us to do a small Kabbalah.
Yeah.
And I just had a thought that the, we get a little concerned that maybe it's so small that it doesn't really mean anything. But I have this thing that I'm doing, it's the symbolism of it, and then it permeated so many other areas. Just doing one, it's a very small thing, but it has turned into something, because once you do it, so you see that it's mashpia, that it's really a kind of a small little piece of the whole thing. And I don't know, it seems to work. I'm
very happy. Very happy to hear this. Okay, but which way? Again, I'd like to, suggest that, that the army should continue the Pesukei Dezimra, the Koyo, the Slavos, the Kavana. It's a prescription, immediate prescription of, lifting us up in Ruchnius. That's what it's so hard these days to mamish be margish to Ruchnius. So this Eitzah of saying Pesukei Dezimra with the Koyo, the Slavos, it's an instantaneous prescription for, to put us into orbit a little bit, Ruchnistika orbit. Also suggested, but basically, I have too much time left, as much as you can, get into the sugya a little bit of the Kiyas, learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Aflami Gimel, Amit Beis, as much as you could, and a little bit the Halacha. I'm suggesting it. Welcome.
Was he here last week?
What?
Were you here last
week? No.
Okay, so you got nothing to share either.
What was the other? Reb Shimon keeps me in the loop usually with that forgiveness. So,
okay, Reb, so you weren't here last week.
I was here last
week. I know. You're having a problem with one of the children.
No, I have something I have to go to.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
I've been busy with the children.
I beg your pardon?
I've also been busy with the children.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi said just Hamalachim Ruba, his man Kosser. So, Rabbi said, once again, we'll just take at least one line. Rabbi said, it's a very beautiful thing of taking the Kavanah of Reb Sadik on I'll give you a paper and you can do it yourself. Just memorize the 10 Kavanahs and use it B'shas the Tekiyas. Maybe the Olim will, if you're interested, maybe the Olim will show you how we had this, how we anchored the Kabbalists into the Ten Koyles in a logical kind of way, not just like, you know, just place it, but in a beautiful, logical way, how we are able to use the Kabbalists into the Ten Koyles, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so take one example, a simple example. Let's say the truest, right? Taran. So the first, the tekiah is the third kavana of Rav Tzadi Gaon of Maimon Har Sinai, right? That's the third kavana of Maimon Har Sinai. That's the tekiah, the first tekiah, and now we have the. I just have to get my head into.
Would you like to have a copy of this?
No. Okay, thank you. You have Kavana number one, which is Kavana number three, which is Maimon Har Sinai. Then you have, for the Truah, you have Kavana number seven, right? Seven, which is Halo Yishma Kol Shekhar Velo Yichar, right? Kavana number seven. So it says that Har Sinai, what we say, that the Kol Shefer made a pachad, what we say, right? Kol Shefer made a pachad. So that we have Sadi Gon's seventh kavoda, that the purpose of the shefer is, you know, halo yishma kol shefer v'lo yichrad, right? So he's saying it as a kavoda for Rosh Hashanah, and that's the seventh kavoda, what we say, and the tarat is the Maimon Har Sinai, right? So, in one hand, the purpose of the tekiah is to give us the pacha, and Har Sinai, the shefer brought them a pacha. So he have a correlation between the kavana of Reb Tzadi Gaon and right, which is the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, a correlation, and to the kavana of Reb Tzadi Gaon one of the purposes of blowing the shofar is to remind us of Maimon Har Sinai. So it's a connection between Har Sinai and of course the pachad that the shofar is supposed to give. And what happened to Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai? Porcha Nishmosam. So they had a Tchias HaMesim in Har Sinai. So what's Kavan number 10, Rabbi Yisai? Right. If you remember Tchias HaMesim,
that happened twice.
Right. So at Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai, it was Pocha Nishmasim, and they had a Tchias HaMesim in Har Sinai, and the tenth Kavana of Rav Tzadi Gaon is that blow shofar is to remind us of strengthen our Muna in Tchias HaMesim. So here you have a beautiful correlation between Maimon Har Sinai and the Tchias HaMesim, which took place also at Har Sinai, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. But I wanted to share with you tonight. We have two main things I'd like to do with you. We have time to do with it. Now it's an intelligent group here. Rabbi Yisai, very intelligent. So I'm going to take the liberty to share with you another step further, Rabbi Yisai.
How does the Rav know this is an intelligent group? How does the Rav know this is an intelligent group?
Because
they've come to your shul.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, because they have association with me, and only intelligent people associate with me. So, anyway.
I almost feel compelled to come next week. Almost.
Okay.
Exactly in line with what we're supposed to be doing every single day, not just once. Are you comfortable?
Okay, Rabbi, I just want to, those of you, any of you that had the chus of learning the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you know, the sikh of the Kiyas in Rosh Hashanah, and if you have the experience of doing it, anyway, when you learn the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamet Gimel Amit Beis, by the way, it's very interesting. Very often I find these things in the Gemara, it's Flamet Gimel Amit Beis, like Daf 33, right? The Mishnah says, Seder Tekiyos, Sholosh, right?
Not a coincidence.
It says, yes.
Not a coincidence.
Of course not. It's all Mina Shemayim, Sashkoch, Mina Shemayim, right? Anyway, the Maisa Bishai, you know, this sugya over here is discussing, the Tekiyos Shefer, the Mitzvah, and of course, each coil we go over three times, right? Here in the Gemara, you have the Kashat and the Tarat, right? and then the Tashrat. The Gemara learned that from Sukkim, that it's repeated three times. Everything's repeated three times. Like we do it, right? So that you remember it, right? And you claim the mitzvah, Bez Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah, so Tashrat. Again, Tashrat again, Tashrat again. Then you have Tashat three times. So the fact that we do it three times, the Gemara brings up Sukkim that we learn out the Limud, right? Now, Rashi in the Sugi here says something that I'm sure that 99% of the people that learn the Gemara here aren't sensitive to. Rashi says a stupendous Chiddush here in the Gemara. Right away, the first thing in the Mishnah, Rashi says, say that the Kiyah is Sholosh. Rashi says, Achas l'malchus. Achas l'zichronis, Achas l'sheifis, right? The Mishnah is referring to the fact that we repeat it three times, which the Gemara is giving a limit for, right? So, innocent. L'malchus, l'zichronis, l'sheifis. Now that remark of Beisai, that Rashi, I just quoted from Rashi, that's stupendous. Stupendous, that remark. Why? Because this Gemara really has nothing to do with Malchus or the Chorus of Shaifus. The Muscovician, the Pashtus, in the relationship between Malchus and the Koilus, the Koilus that we blow, is that the Koilus have nothing to do with Malchus whatsoever. The only Shaifus it has with Malchus is that, after Shemone Esrei or during Shemone Esrei, during the Malchus, if you say the 10 Pesukim of Malchus, and then Zichronis and Shefers, you blow the Shefer during the Malchus. So intrinsically, the Koilas have nothing to do with Malchus, except that the Chazal and the Taken, that when you say the Pesukim of Malchus, so then you blow the Shefer, it's like you mala the Pesukim with the Shefer. But the Shefer itself, intrinsically, is not connected to Malchus. Right, so you following me? And Rashi is making a tremendous revolution here because the Gemara has nothing to do with the Pesukim here at all. It's just talking about the plain coil. And Rashi is repeating over again Malchus from Shefers. So Rashi is Mechadish, a very big Chiddush here, that it seems like the coil is intrinsically is Malchus and Zichronis from Shefers. It completely independent of the Pesukim, and I would offer to say that according to what Rashi is saying over here, that Fakert, that the reason why we have the Pesukim is because of the Koilus. In other words, built into the Koilus is the image of Malchus. In other words, we're blowing because we're crystallizing right the Malchus Hashem, and because the Koil itself calls out Malchus, that's why we say the Psukim demonstrate and crystallize what the Koilus are. In other words, it's not that you have the psukim and the koilis lift up, you know, the psukim. The psukim, on the contrary, are there because of the koilis. Right? You follow what they say. And that, when you learn the sugi and the gemara here, it's like mind-boggling. It took me myself quite a few years till I really chapped what Rashi is doing here over and over again in the gemara here, maybe five times, six times, seven times, every time it's mentioned, you know, blowing over and over again. So every Rashi repeats again, achas lemalchus, achas lecheifres. You know, then later on the Gemara says, minayan, how do you know that you blow three times? You know, and Rashi puts in, and it should be for malchus, lecheifres, and sheifres. Rashi puts into the shayla of the Gemara itself that the Gemara wants to know the makor for the malchus, right? So you follow me, Rabbi Yisrael, huh? You follow me, so that would mean, and besides being a chiddush, right, in the Gemara here, according to Rashi, it should come out that when you're listening to the shofar, you know, it's not only like a nice chat in the Gemara here, it means, lemaisa, practically speaking, that when you hear the shofar, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, you should all live and be well on Rosh Hashanah. Right, and they say Tikiya, you know, Shalom Shavua, Tikiya again, Tikiya, Shalom Shavua, Tikiya again, third time. So according to Rashi, and by the way, after I saw it in Rashi, then you realize there's a lot of Rishonim reflect the same idea, right? So when you hear the Tikiya, Bez Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, right? Tikiya, Shalom Shavua, oh Malchus. Shkia, Shram Shrua, Zichroinais, Shkia, Shram Shrua, Shafers. Of course, you have to know what the significance of it, what you're supposed to think. But according to Rashi, every time, you know, when it's repeated three times, it would be apropos to think of Malchus and Shafers. So now, if I say, all the years that you know, I came to the realization of the thing that I'm telling you, so you have a little competition. On one hand, you want to be Mechavim, you have Sadhguru, right? On the other hand, you have this Chiddush of Rashi, right? So what I would do, myself personally, is that, you know, you grow enough times and chew in Rosh Hashanah that you can give, you know, you can give honor of Sajigon and honor of Rashi. In other words, like one round, you do it like with Sajigon. Another round, you could do with Rashi. You know, you could, you know, you have.
Why wouldn't that combine? You see, Malchus should inspire fear.
Yeah, okay, great. Would you like to change seats with me?
Did I say something wrong?
No, on the contrary, it's you know, you show you really belong here, you know, because you see only smart people. Anyway, this is the point that I'd like to make. What's your first name again? Rabbi Mendel.
Yeah, Menachem Yisrael.
Rabbi Menachem Yisrael. The point that I wanted to say is that maybe we could integrate this concept of Rashi together with the Sajigon. Not that they're convicted each other, and sometimes it does that, but without difficulty at all, if you give a little thought, you'll see that you can easily integrate Rashi's idea with the Sajigon. Like Nachum Yisrael just said, like let's take the Tashrat first, right? The Tekiah, Shrom Shua Tekiah. So the first Tekiah, according to Sadigon, Hashem created the world and he's the Melech Oilam. Well, that's Malchus, push it, you know, we don't have any problem with that, right? Now, you have the Shrom Shua. What's the Shrom Shua? It's the remember the Tochocha of the Nevi'im, you know, and we didn't listen, so then Hashem sent the Goyim, right? That's the Shrua, the Shrom Shua. So that's, remember it, that's the Shechreinus. So the first time you do Tashrat, you emphasize the Malchus, right? The second time you do it, you emphasize the Zichreinos, which is where Sadigon's Kavanah, right? And the third time you do it, which is the Kavana is Yom Din HaGadol. So you emphasize the shayfas, as we say. Now, what does shayfas have to do with Yom Din HaGadol? It needs a little bit of an explanation, because we don't have time for that tonight. But at least very clear the Malchus and the Zichronos, right? Now, here you have the next set. It's beautiful. The Tashat. What's the Tashat? The Tekiah is saying, my kind, you know, the Melech HaOlam is saying that I'm giving you 10 days for a pardon, that you have an opportunity, you know, to do tshuva, and you have a kapora, right, the Sheres and made tshuva. So that's what the Malchus, the Melech is saying, you know, I'm giving you this opportunity. What's the Kavana number 6? The Akedis Yitzchak, Rabbi say. So in the Chotzichon, will mean Zichroines is Akedis Yitzchak, right? And the third time is the Kibbutz Goliath, as Rabbi say, the Shefer is. The Kabbutz Shefer, Godol Echeviseinu. The Son is Kabbutz Gosein in Yerkav Zor. So that's the Shefer is. So that's the third time. Again, it needs a little bit more of explanation to explain how the shayfas have to do with kibbutz goliaths. But it's enough of the first two that's so clear, you know, the malchus and the zichronos. Okay, everybody say, is that clear to the oilam, no?
Yeah, I would think the shofar would come with Mashiach, and that's maybe Galius also. The gathering. Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheirusenu. It says so mefurash. Tika b'shofar shmonesve.
Yeah, no. So it's saying that has a kasher with the shofars, with the shofars.
Yeah. Also it says tika b'shofar gadol l'cheirusenu. Sam l'kabeis gal yisenu.
Yeah. No, but in order to, you have to first understand what is the concept of the shofars, which is not easy, right? And then to connect that with the. I hope the Olim, we just did now, but we integrated the Rav Sadia going together with the concept of Rashi, that when you repeat it three times, it's clear for the Olim. Right. We have this over here, basically. This concept we just did, if you see it on the paper over here. Right.
At the beginning, I understood that the Rav was saying Tashrat, the whole of Tashrat was Malchus, and then the whole of the next Tashrat was Zichronos, and the whole of the next Tashrat was Shekharos. But now it sounds like the Rav saying that within the Tashrat,
right,
the Tekiah is Malchus, and the Shrein Tzeru is Zichronos.
In other words, the fact that you do it three times is because of Malchus. The idea of doing it three times is because of, you know, it's an honor of Malchus the first time, and the second time is an honor of the Zichronos, and the third time is an honor of Shefras. that's the reason why you do it. But now, besides that, you're doing it for that thing, but you can crystallize the Malchus. You don't have to say just, you know, it's just for Malchus. There is a Malchus in there, so emphasize the Malchus, right? The whole set is for Malchus, but you have an open Malchus there, so you should emphasize the Malchus idea. The second time, it's for Zichronos. So the whole line, it is for Zichronos, but you have an open Zichronos there, so you have Chaimer material to crystallize the Zichronos, right? Okay. You got that.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you finished.
What I want to do with you now maybe is really, we should have spent all the time, and there's something really very important. Let's see if we can do this very, very quickly. Really very quickly, even though it's maybe the most important thing. The main purpose of the blown shofar, you know, the trua, yom trua yelechem. So the Targum says it's Yom Yibova, the day of crying. So, actually, the Shefer really is the crying, right? And then you have the Tekiah before and the Tekiah after, which is the
majestic, royal, positive. But the meat of it is the inside, is the Yom Yibova, which is crying, actually, right? You have the three-way machlekes, how to cry. Is it the Shvarim, is it the Shua, is it both? But the main theme of the blowing is crying, right? Why are we crying for it, Rabbi Zera? Do you understand that we're crying with the Shefer? So, like, why are we crying for it? By the way, I'm going to share with you something now, right now, about something very important, and for some reason, even though I think it's a Dover MS, but for some reason, you don't hear, people don't speak about it the way they share it with you now, for some reason that I don't understand, because, you know, I think what you can hear is the Chora Dover MS, but for some reason, outside our circle here, we don't hear this being spoken about so much, for some strange reason. So, the shofar actually is crying, right? The crew is crying. What are we crying for? Like I said, just exerts a kosev. The Gemara brings Pukim, Yom Yibova, Yom Shvua, Targum Umkum says Yom Yibova. Then you have a machlokes, how you cry this way, that way. You know? It's a choy, paraduma, Rabbi say. You can say that. But if they cry, there are a lot of things we can cry about. You have the Beis HaMikdash, Chum Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Yerachim, right? You have the Christian, the Crusaders, Hashem Yerachim, Yimach Shemam, what they did to us, the Crusaders. There's a lot to cry about, right? We say. But is that what we're crying about? Is that what we're crying about? We're crying about Rachmanisan, the tzuras we have today, Rabbi said, that's what we're crying about. You know, we want to be mahavach, the din to Rachman, all the tzuras that we have today. That's the purpose of the shofar, is to cry because there's the tzuras we're living, we have today, and with the shofar, we want to be mahavach, the din to Rachman. Crying for joy.
We're not crying for joy, we're crying for tzuras. We're crying for tzuras. You know,
should have helped that.
We don't have tzaras to cry about, but we believe Be'emunah Shleima that Rosh Hashanah is the day that's koiveya. You know, mi yomas and mi yichya. So what are we crying for joy? What kind of joy? We're crying because of the tzaras. We're crying because there are thousands of children that have yenamachla, right? The ecology department, you know, in the hospitals. The infantile ecology department is not crying for joy.
Joy is that we have an opportunity to help for help from our Kaddish Baruch
Hu.
Make a bracha.
I'm not interested in bracha to eating. Interested in the thousands of children that are suffering in the hospital. That's what we want, and we have an opportunity to get them out of there. And I'm thinking about brachas and joy and this.
That's how you get them out of there.
So we cry on Rosh Hashanah that Hashem changed the psak.
That's the joy.
I don't know what you have to bring in joy for.
What do you have to bring sadness in?
Because it's sad. You have to bring it in. It's
there. A gezera from a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a gezera.
Okay.
You try to do whatever you can.
And
why do you have to be sad?
Because the Gemara says that you cry. You cry.
There's two kinds of crying.
You cry because of the sadness. We learn that from Emma the sister, that she was crying because of her son, right? That's sad. Hashem Yerachem, your thousands of boys and girls that haven't found the Shidduchim. That's what we're crying for. We're crying for the thousands of boys in the army and the battlefields. That's what we're crying for. You know, the boys in the army that are killed in battle, right? That's what we're crying for, right? we're crying for all the people in the automobile accidents, you know, that we heard. We're crying for, you know, for people, yenamachla, you know, for heart disease and for, this is the opportunity to change it. That's what Rosh Hashanah is.
And that should give you great joy that you have an opportunity to change it.
Okay, good. You have joy from it. Good. Good. You have joy with the purpose right now is not the joy is irrelevant. The main point is that the suffering and Rosh Hashanah. That's the point of this. That we want to mahabach the din to rachamim, right? So rachmanasan.
How would you do that? By davening to Kadosh Baruch
Hu? What?
How would you do that? Change it. By davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking about Ishtadlus. I'm not sure where you're going. If it's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu,
you asked me, so I'll answer you.
It's got to be the Simcha also.
Yeah, no, you asked me, so I'll answer you. How we're doing it. On Rosh Hashanah, we're doing it by blowing Shofar. We're blowing Shofar, right? That's the purpose of blowing Shofar, to be Mahabach B'Din Terachim. So with the Shofar, we're crying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please have pity on these children. Please have pity on Shalom Bayis. So many families are afflicted by not of Shalom Bayis. The divorce rate, Hashem Yerachim, is going up higher and higher and higher. It's just so we have an opportunity to break this, and we're breaking it through. The shofar has the power to do it. The shofar has the power to do it. You know. We believe that Mishalema, and that's the mitzvah of Shofar. That's the mitzvah of Shofar, they say. And we're crying that Hashem should save these little children, right? I'll tell you, I have to tell you, the idea itself, I think many, many years ago, where I got this idea, this concept, many years ago, there was a certain when the Jews were still in Russia, you know, with the KGB and millions of Yidden were suffering there, and you know, so there's a certain Hasidic Rebbe, when he blew shofar, he many rebbes themselves blew shofar, so he gathered all, you know, the children that got out of Russia, and he told them to stand around the shulchan, you know, and to put on their Russian caps, the little tiny kids, and he blew shofar. He asked the kids to all stand around the shulchan when he blew shofar, and they should wear their caps, you know, their Russian caps. Why did he ask them to do that? You know why? I'll tell you why. If you ask the people in the congregation, they would say, yes, a kashan rebbe, api rizal, api kabbalah, api the zohar. Who knows why the rebbe asked them, you know, the kids to do it, you know. You ask a kashan rebbe, you know, probably api kabbalah, api the rizal. So to me, it's partial. Nothing to do with the rizal, nothing kabbalah. He was crying, Hashem, have some pity in Russia. You know, so with the kids standing around, the little Zisa children with their Russian caps, he was saying, he was crying with the shofar, you know, look at these Zisa children, and in Russia there was millions of other kids like this. Hashem have rachmanis on the Zisa kids in Russia. He was crying with the shofar, and he found it conducive to cry if the kids were standing around him, these Zisa little kinderlach. And he was saying, Ribono shel Olam, these little kids in Russia, you know, please, you know, free them. So when I heard this, that's where I realized that's what the shofar is. We all have to do it. We have to, you know, realize the tzaras of the time, and when you hear the shofar, you know, to cry with the shofar for these problems, right? So if I say, what I did was crystallize, maybe I think there's four major problems that I see today. That usually end very much at 9 o'clock today. I'm just taking the opportunity to splurge with you because before Rosh Hashanah, they say, we're going to end it in a few minutes. I have to be in Shalayim for another shir, so we have to. Anyway, Rabbi Say, so I think there's four major problems the way I see it today. you know, that we have to think about. Number one, the biggest problem is the Yiddishkeit. The millions of Yidden have left, you know, Yiddishkeit, right? That's the biggest problem we have today, right? The fact that millions of people have left the soul, you know, that's number one. Number two, I would say, there are thousands and thousands of young boys, you know, boys and girls that don't have shidduchim, and the divorces that they say, all this, you know, the fighting in the house, you know, even if there aren't divorces, the massive shalom bias, you know, has fallen tremendously, and tznius, you know, it's all together. Rabbi said tznius is, you know, is in an all-time low. We say all these things together. So it's a sorrow of ishus. I would label it. Okay, that's number two. Number three, Rabbi say neshamas, life. Rabbi say children, oncology, Hashem Yerachim, Yenamachla. You know, adults, fathers, mothers of 13 children, you know, diagnosed, Hashem Yerachim, fathers, older people, young people, heart disease, they say, automobile accidents, soldiers, Hashem Yerachim, right? So that's number three, you know, life. And number four, mominess, that we're living in a time that many people are suffering very, very much in your mominess here in the country. To, you know, people find it tremendously difficult to make a parnasa, you know, and then, you know, people, the moshe nefesh, to bring up children from, and now comes time to get married, say, Adoni, you know, before you even could talk about the shidduch, $60,000, you know, come up, you know, you want to talk about a shidduch, marry off your daughter, $50,000. You can't even put food on the table. And in America, how many Ashirim that I know about, you know, rich people that are Ashirim, they lost their money. You have to bring them food to eat for Shabbos, secretly. You know, it's such a busha, they're ashamed, you know, so you bring them food, rabbis say. For Shabbos, they should have a piece of chicken. And you give it to them secretly because of the busha. They're ashamed. They're ashamed. They say, you know, many cases like that. So Rabbi say you have these four, I think, major problems. Yiddishkeit. You have, you know, issues like marriages, and you have life. You know, diseases, accidents, and then you have mamonos. These four things. So I thought maybe we can, before Shmoneh Esrei, you know, before Shmoneh Esrei, so we should have in Das, that Hashem should, you know, have a pity and give Shait to Bishmaya to the Yidden, that, you know, they should come back to Yiddishkeit, right? No, on the Shmoneh Esrei, so we should have Das to the Churban, you know, in Ishus, right? For the Shalom Bayis, and they say again, the girls and boys, that they don't have the Shidduchim. And after Shmoneh Esrei, you should have in Das, the union of life and death, you know, the diseases and those things. And the last Kodesh, you should have in Das, Hashem should have Rachmanis and Klai Yisrael, the union of the Mominus. Okay, everybody say? Right? Yes, I think that's a true fulfillment of the real tachlis of blowing of the shofar. That's the shot with mahavak yidin terachim. What does that mean? What does that mean, yidin? The din is the shofar, right? So with the shofar, we're crying for the, you know, for the service. Now there is a joy involved in the mitzvah. The joy is in the tekiah before and the tekiah after. That's where the simcha comes in, that the optimism that Hashem will help us, you know, and that's Hashem, right? The tekiah before and the tekiah after. The tekiah is where the simcha and the optimism comes in, but in the middle, that's where we cry, right? That's where we cry, and with the hope But the tefillah is the thing that gives us the hope, you know, and the optimism that Hashem will help us, right? Okay, the voice is that clear, okay?
While the Baltic air is blowing.
I can hear you.
While the Baltic air is blowing, we're meant to. This is about our kavanas.
It's what?
How?
What the Rebbe is saying is about the kavana that when the Rebbe is saying we should cry with the shofar, that means we should have a certain type of. We should have these kavanas, that's our way of crying.
Right. In other words, when you hear sound of the shofar, so you think of that it's crying sound. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. The whole Gemara over here is talking about crying. You know, it's very ironic because the word teruah itself is a word of simcha, right? All over, you know, Tehillim. The word itself really means simcha, but the Targum says a kiddush that means over here yavava, it means crying, right? And then the Gemara brings this whole limud emet desisra that is this kind of crying, that kind of the trua is hysteria. You break down hysteria. The shvarim, so you're groaning, like Rashi says, over here, groaning. Ka'odem hagonech miliboy kederach hacholim, like a sick people, you're groaning, oy, from the tzaras, Rabbi said, right? And then the shvarim shvua is a combination of both, you're groaning with the hysteria. But hysteria, the shvua is, I think, a breakdown, a complete breakdown of sadness, as we say. Okay, I mean, what word to use? A breakdown because of the tzaras. So it's a massive of hysteria where it's a certain level where almost you lose control and you break out into hysteria from the extent of the suffering, right? And I would say maybe the shvarim is more intellectual, you know, like Rashi says, the kederach cholim shemarichim hagonech meliboy, and at the end of the sugya, so Rashi says over here, he says complaining. Rashi says over here. You can't pshit the bereisha genuchei genoa. Genichos aruchos, complaining. Rashi says. So I mean, it's more intellectual. Looking at the tzara and complaining. Okay, we got that clear. I just want to also wish you all, wish everyone of you should have a good year. You have panosa, parachava, you should have good health, all of you together with your families. You should have nachas from the children, nachas from any influence you have in your society. You should have nachas from that. You should have shalom bayis, and you should continue all of you in your growth. Of Odes Hashem in learning and all areas of Odes Hashem, success with the Sunday night Vad. Want to thank you all, the Yashar Koyach, all of us together. It's a very big toelus. This can't be done. What we do here, you can't do it by yourself. You need the group effort, because I know I'm doing this for many, many years, and I know that if you try to do it by yourself, you see that it's a different thing. When you do it together with the chabura, the way we're doing it here, so it's a mutual thing. We all mechazik each other. We all come together. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that we have. The fact we're all here and we're working together, so all of us, including me, and all of us, owe hakaras hatov to everybody else in the group. And Hashem should give us, that we should be able to continue, Rabbi Said. As Hashem is Barach, to serve Hashem, the emes is simcha sachayim, Rabbi Said. A good year to all of you.
Amen. You should have many, many talmidim. This is your...